Welcome to Minnesota Reads, a program here on KUMD, produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. 2018, the ink is hardly dry on 2018, and we're introducing something new. It's the Experts Edition of Minnesota Reads. Our guest this morning is Andreas Marx. He's the author of a book called Hard Bodies, Contemporary Japanese Lacquer Sculpture, and our interviewer this morning is Annie Dugan, an art instructor at the College of St. Scholastica. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Andreas. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. You have created not just a book, but this is a catalog to go along with an exhibition with the same name, the Hard Bodies at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. A theme in both the book and the exhibition is time and the amount of time it takes to put together the sculptural pieces themselves. But sort of in a background, this has been a labor of love for you as well as the collector Bill Clark. Can you tell us a little bit about your introduction to lacquer arts and why, you know, you open the book with a quote from 1890 saying, you know, this is once you realize what lacquer art is, you're going to fall in love with it, basically is the gist of the quote. So can you tell us a little bit about your introduction, what drew you to it and your explorations with it?
So before coming to Minneapolis, I worked in California for Bill Clark, who founded the Institute for Japanese Art, a museum over there open to the public. He was an avid collector since the 1970s, and it was in 2011, Bill already in his 80s, when he asked me, so, Andreas, what do you think, what area of Japanese art should be collected and nobody else is collecting? And I looked around, and he was very much into paintings, not so much into prints, but into ceramics, sculptures. So he also liked lacquer, but traditional lacquer. But then I suggested to him, how about contemporary lacquer? And he fell in love with it right away, and that's how it then all started. And the poor man was dragged by me through Japan, remote places where these artists lived. So we ended up meeting quite a few of them in their studios, commissioning some of them to do artworks for us. And it was clear from the very beginning that whatever we do here is not going to be for a small museum in Central California, but it has to be for a large institution. So when the move came and the Clark Collection was acquired by the Minneapolis Institute of Art, it was clear that this is the right place, this is it, where it needs to be done. And I'm very happy that it's finally open now. I'm sad, of course, that Bill passed away 2 years ago, so he wasn't able to see it all get together and out there now. But I'm sure he would love it, and I'm sure he would, of course, love to share it with everyone, because that's what's the goal at the very beginning.
Well, I'm so glad that you pushed for this contemporary take, because I think, you know, in the book and the show explores this tension between a traditional form and then artists who are taking it and remaking it anew. And, you know, can you talk a little bit about the process of lacquer? You know, the title of the book is Hard Bodies, and I love that you use that term bodies, because the form itself is such a, it's almost like, you know, putting flesh upon bones and you know, the all the language that's associated with lacquer art is you know, one of the artists I think uses the word tactile memory, and the incredible lusciousness and sensuousness of the surface. So can you talk a little bit about how an artist actually makes a lacquer form? Because it's this ancient tradition that these artists are remaking in their own, you know, sort of a contemporary take on it.
Yes. So lacquer is, first of all, the sap of a tree that grows in Asia. And it's now thousands of years that humans have figured out how to use this sap, and that this sap hardens and then creates a surface that protects the underlying body. And that has been used for mostly utilitarian objects, bowls and all kinds of other things. But then now it has been used for artworks as well. So, but the traditional artworks are decorated. Then in you find them in Japan, you find them in China, in Korea, and there are all kinds of forms. But you have to undergo a training, and that is still the case today, which has to do with the fact that this sap is toxic. So it basically you have a skin reaction to it that is like poison ivy, and in order to learn how to deal with this and how to avoid it best, you undergo training. So this is not an art form that an amateur can just learn, you know, today, tomorrow. It's not like ceramics where you can sit at a potter's wheel and then afterwards, after a day's labor, you have some kind of result. But this is a much more labor-intensive work where you must understand the substance that you're working with, and you're learning these old techniques. But what these new artists now, these young artists, have made different is that they are applying these old techniques to new forms, and they go beyond what was possible. So instead of doing small boxes that are a couple of inches large, they are now going really big, doing sculptures, and then they use, instead of traditionally wood as a core, they use styro as a core that they then lacquer with traditional methods. So you end up receiving artworks that are many feet large and are really quite impressive, because yes, they are shiny. If the lacquer is polished, they're shiny. They're reflective. You look at them and you have to remember what is down there and how extremely light they are, and what an enormous process it is. But it's really a new world that they open up.
It absolutely is. Thank you so much, Andreas. It the new world really is a great quote to end on, because the forms that they've created in the book and the show, I love that the exhibition catalog makes me want to see the show, because really, like you said, the surfaces are so incredibly rich and sensuous that you have to see them in person. So the book is a good teaser for that. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
and you. Good luck on the run of the show and your continued work at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
Thank you so much.
Andy Dugan, our guest interviewer this morning for Where's Art? She talked with Andreas Marx, the author of a book called Hard Bodies, Contemporary Japanese Lacquer Sculpture. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.